There we are. It's time once again for another delightful exploration of matters to do with health and nutrition in association with Pharmanord. We welcome, of course, the awesome Dennis the Chemist. Dennis, what can I say? I mean, Man City, of course, playing, I think, that other side from Manchester shortly. I think we should be okay. But, you know, let's hope they're on the Q10.
Well, I mean, what can you say about Manchester City? I mean, my son-in-law, my grandsons, they are very keen Manchester City supporters, and they're such a happy family. They actually live 200 yards from me. So I see their jubilation when City keep winning and winning and winning and winning. I have to say that about 24 times. Don't
exactly. 21, to be precise, Dennis.
I mean, 21, yeah. Let's not exaggerate.
Yeah, exactly so. Excellent. Dennis, take it away from yourself.
Well, the first thing was the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, I'm reading, has undergone successful heart surgery just 3 months before his 100th birthday. Buckingham Palace said Philip had had the procedure for his pre-existing heart condition at St. Bartholomew's Hospital in London on Wednesday. The palace said that the 99-year-old Duke will remain in hospital for treatment, rest, and recuperation. And when I read those words, the treatment, the rest, and the recuperation, and this will go on for a number of days, concern will be heightened for the Duke because of his advanced age, with the Duchess of Cornwall saying on Wednesday that Philip was slightly improving and adding, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Philip has been treated for heart problems in the past and in 2011 was rushed to hospital by helicopter from Sandringham after suffering chest pains as the royal family were preparing for Christmas. In the serious health scare, he was treated for a blocked coronary artery at Papworth Hospital in Cambridgeshire. So when I'm reading about the Duke approaching his 100th birthday and all these words about treatment, rest, recuperation, pre-existing heart conditions, words like slightly improving, we're keeping our fingers crossed, has been treated for heart problems in the past, it made me think of the range of products that this Danish company, Pharmanord, this Danish company who make all their health products in Denmark, obviously a Danish company, they make them all. There's about nearly over 30 of their products, and they make them all to pharmaceutical standards. And when I first heard that word, to pharmaceutical standards, as a pharmacist, I myself am 80. I was 80 since a month ago, February the 6th. In fact, my sales pitch in my pharmacy, Dennis Gore Chemist here in Prestwich, Manchester, it's been a pharmacist for practically 100 years. It was opened in 1923. So in 2023, you're invited to our centenary. He started out as Brown's chemist. Then it became, when he retired, Shepherd's chemist. Then when he retired, I got a chance with a mortgage to buy it. And then after another 20 years, I changed it to Dennis Gore chemist. And here I am. And I've been here 55 years. I don't think there are many eight-year-olds still working full-time in a pharmacy in Great Britain. But I came across this range of health products from this Danish company, Pharmanord. And amongst their products, all made to pharmaceutical standards, there are some literally amazing products. And when I'm reading about Prince Philip, if I was the local pharmacy to the palace and we were doing their prescriptions, then I would be able, whoever brought the prescription in, a member of staff, or even a relative of Prince Philip, I would be offering information for over the years, not just now, because he's been so poorly. I would have been offering the knowledge the last 25 years that since I met this company, Pharma Nord, I would have been offering certain products for himself and for Her Majesty the Queen, who's also approaching, she's well into her 90s. I think she's coming up 95, all being well. So the products that I've been taking and I've been selling now all these 25 years, and my own relatives, also aging relatives, products like the world's rarest mineral, selenium, products like the capsule containing a substance, coenzyme Q10, products like the mineral magnesium. And these products, which I take and I put my mother on and my uncle and many, many, many customers, because the pharmacy does mail order every day. The Royal Mail come to the shop at 3:30 to collect our sacks of mail order, because we have over 200 health food products. It's an unusual pharmacy because we don't do lipsticks or makeup or Christmas gifts. We don't do perfumes. We're busy with prescriptions. We've got six doctors opposite, and we do nearly 10,000 prescriptions every month. There are three pharmacists, a staff of 12, and we're busy, as I say, with prescriptions, but we don't do the traditional lines. We have all these health food products, and people come and see us for our advice, and we give advice over the phone, on the internet. And I am still enjoying the aspects of pharmacy I really enjoy, which is the complementary medicine side of pharmacy. So besides doing prescriptions for the last 55 years that I've been in my pharmacy, I've done over 5 million prescriptions, but equally enjoyable is these health food products. So the ones I would have been recommending to the royal family over the years, if I was the local pharmacy, would be the following. And I've been taking them myself and still enjoying good health. My mother, on some of these products I'm going to mention, she lived to 92 and did all the bookwork, the VAT deduction cards, tax codes A and B, statutory sickness benefits for the staff, maternity grants when people became pregnant. She did all those calculations and work right up to her death at 92. And my uncle David, he fought Rommel in North Africa in the Second World War. He was mentioned in dispatches for something that he did, which was very impressive. And then I put him on some of these products that I'm talking about, and he lived to 99. So these are examples of, and as I say, I'm 80, which was February the 6th, a month ago. So in my sales pitch at 80, when people say in the pharmacy, "How long have you been here, Dennis?" 55 years. "How old are you now?" So my sales pitch now is, I don't say I'm 80, I say, "Oh, in 10 years, I'll be 90, which is amazing to say that you're still working in a shop in your 80s. And I put it down to, and all the people that I've been able to help with these Pharma Nord products, I put it down to some very basic facts that I'd learned over the last 25 years from Pharma Nord's literature about these products. In fact, one of them, the one called Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules, and because the capsule was from a fish source, the capsule, which wouldn't be suitable for religious purposes or for people who are vegetarian or vegan, they have brought out a vegan Q10 capsule. They actually call it BioGreen Q10. It's the same Q10 in the capsule, but it's in a vegan capsule. So what is this Q10 that I'm harping on about? Q10 is a substance made in your liver. It's also made in every cell in your body. You've got about 60 trillion cells, but most of your Q10 is made in your liver. And what Q10 does, this substance, this is what is really keeping you alive. Because yes, you eat food and that gives you energy and you breathe in oxygen. And obviously, if you don't breathe, then a person passes away. So you've got to eat food, you've got to breathe. And what happens to those two ingredients? The food that is digested and then it's moved through the walls of the bowel into the blood supply, waiting there to carry the food that's been digested, carry it to all the 60 trillion cells in your body. And some of you, but not all of you, will know the word mitochondria. Mitochondria are little sausage-shaped bodies that are in every cell in your body. And you have up to 5,000 in every cell in your body. So when the food arrives in these little engines, and when the oxygen arrives, which you breathed in from the air, and they go into the lungs, and then the lungs is designed that on the outside of the lung, there's a terrific blood supply, and the oxygen diffuses across from the lung into little grape-like sacs called the alveoli. And if you spread all the alveoli in your lung, which is what your lungs are made of, they will cover a tennis court. That's the surface area of your lungs, in enabling you to absorb the oxygen you breathe, hand it over to the blood supply, waiting to carry it, along with the food, to all your 60 trillion cells. Now, in the mitochondria, those little engines in every cell, and as I say, you've got up to 5,000 little engines in every cell. There, in the mitochondria, the oxygen has finally arrived, the food has finally arrived. So how are you going to get your energy? You've got to chemically join together the food that's arrived and the oxygen. And what joins them together to make the energy molecule? What's this energy molecule? Well, you've all heard of water is H2O, and you've all heard of oxygen is O2. But your Q10 substance joins the food with the oxygen to make an energy molecule. You've heard of water, H2O, oxygen is O2, but the energy molecule that most of you won't have heard of is ATP. That stands for adenosine triple phosphate. And when you want energy, that's every single thing your body is doing. Every single thing revolves around energy. And the energy molecule, this ATP, which stands for adenosine triple phosphate. But when you break a triple phosphate bonding, one of those triple phosphates, triple means three, so you've got three of these phosphate bits joined together. When you want energy, you break one of the phosphates off and it becomes adenosine double phosphate. But the next second, it rejoins to go back to adenosine triple phosphate. And what's doing it? The levels of Q10, this substance, which is now available in a capsule called Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram, made by PharmaNord. or their vegan one, BioGreen Q10 100 milligram. And this substance is the substance that breaks down and rebuilds this energy molecule, adenosine triple phosphate. So in all your little engines, you've got 5,000 in every cell, and you've got 60 trillion cells. That's a very big number. It's not 60 million. It's not 60 billion. It's 60 trillion. So it's going ATP, ADP, ATP, ADP. In other words, T for triple, D for double. In other words, it's going triple, double, double, triple, triple, double, double, triple, triple, double, double, triple. And that's happening all the time in your body, in all these engines, in all your trillions of cells. And that's how you make your energy. Your energy is this molecule, ATP, adenosine triple phosphate. But as you can hear, it depends on how much Q10 you have to join it together. If you're getting older, then most of your Q10 is made in your liver. You do get some from mackerel, herring, sardines, a small amount from your food. Most of your Q10 for your energy is being made in your liver. Now, as you pass 20, when you make your maximum amount of Q10, you can go dancing till 3 a.m. Well, not at the moment because of COVID. Nobody's going dancing, only on Zooms. But you could go dancing till 3 a.m. and get up for work. Get up for work at 7:30, just a few hours of sleep, because you had plenty of energy, because you were making plenty of ATP, because you had plenty of this Q10 substance. But as you pass 20, and when you get to 40, your production of Q10 in your liver has actually gone back to the levels of a two-year-old child, which when you were two, you were very small. You were under 2 feet tall. So the low amount of Q10 that your little liver was making was plenty for all the energy. You can run away in the garden and your parents say, come in, it's time for bed. And you would run away laughing and they had to chase you around the garden to catch you. That's because you had plenty of energy. Even though your Q10 production was small, it was enough for a two-year-old. But as I say, by the time you get to 40, your production has gone back to a two-year-old, which was good enough for a two-year-old, but not enough for a 40-year-old. So when you're 40, you could be very fit. You could be in the Olympic Games. But most people at 40 can't do all the things that they could do and they would still like to do when they were 20. Now, when you get to 80, which is my age, 10 years off 90, my production has gone back to a one-year-old baby. And the Prince Philip and the Queen, approaching 100, approaching 95, their levels will be obviously very low at that great age. But like my mother, who lived to 92, and my Uncle David, who lived to 99, and my mother was doing all the book work, Uncle David was on this television, he was ordering things online, no Alzheimer there, no dementia there, because the Q10 is giving you the energy of youthfulness. So if I'd have been the local pharmacy to the royal family, I would have been recommending that they take the Pharmanord capsule, the Bioquinone Q10 Gold. On one a day, one capsule a day of 100 milligrams, your blood levels will rise up back to a 20-year-old. If you take two a day at separate meals, you'll then have twice the levels of Adam and Eve and Mike Tyson, the boxer. And if you take three a day, one with each meal, that even helps to stop muscle loss. In 1986, the doctors of the world realized that as people live longer, the big problem of old age is you lose your muscle. They even made up a medical name from the Greek language. Sarco is Greek for flesh, and penia is Greek for poverty. and poverty of flesh is muscle loss. When you pass 45 to 55, 55 to 65, 65 to 75, you are losing up to 10% of your muscle. In my age group, 75 to 85, then you are losing up to 30% of your muscle. And we use, unfortunately, words like people can become old and doddery. And ladies in particular over 75, when they're playing bingo and they're shouting, house, bingo, they're waving their arms to say that they've won. And their arms are flapping. We call them bingo wings. And that's a perfect example of this word, sarcopenia. They've lost the muscle. And so if you take Q10, you don't lose your muscle. We use Q10 to help people with angina, high blood pressure, chronic fatigue. Even young ladies who are planning to become mothers. And if they're married at 20, their eggs, which are fertilized by the sperm and in 9 months in the womb, grow into the baby. If, as a woman gets older, her eggs have a layer of cells around them called the cumulus cells, named after the clouds, because cumulus clouds and these cumulus cells, they're actually designed around every egg. And a woman is born as a baby girl with 3 million eggs. And round every cell, there's a layer of cells, cumulus cells, making Q10 to give the fertilized egg the strength to grow strongly into a baby. So older women through careers, or maybe not meeting Mr. Right yet, as they start to get married in their 30s, 32, 35, 39, then their cumulus cells are also that age, and they're making less Q10. So they've got a greater chance of a miscarriage. And you do hear of more miscarriages in the older woman than the younger woman. And one of the reasons is because their cumulus cells are not making as much Q10 to give the whole process the energy as a younger woman. I have one customer, I'm in Manchester, she's in Leeds. She contacted me asking advice. They'd been trying to start a family for years. And now she is 40, her husband's 44. And I put her on the Q10 and her husband and the world's rarest mineral selenium, which Pharmanord also make, this bio-seleno precise. It costs 10 pence a day. And it gives you enough selenium for you to make the 25 selenium pathways, which you need for good health in your body. And one of them is helping the tail of the sperm to swim up the fallopian tube with good strength to fertilize the egg. So men also, as they get older, would benefit if they're trying to become fathers by taking Q10. And selenium. In fact, in the older man, when the sperm is swimming up the fallopian tube, you won't believe this, but it's true, there's a medical expression, reverse motility. Motility is movement. Reverse means going backwards. So in some older men's sperm swimming up the fallopian tube, trying to fertilize the egg so that they should become parents, some of the sperms in the older men change their mind, turn round and try and swim out the opposite way down the fallopian tube. But if you give them the male selenium and also the female, they both need it for a good chance of becoming parents, then there's no damage to the tail of the sperm when you give selenium. So that keeps it healthy. And the Q10 will give the older man's sperm that extra energy to carry on swimming, to swim up and fertilize the egg. So these Pharmanord products can address so many health products. Even this coronavirus, you'll notice that, unfortunately, there's been high illness and high death in certain European countries. Like England's got one of the highest death rates in the world. Unfortunately, about 140,000 people have passed away. And we've had similar bad results of the virus doing its dastardly deed in places like Italy and Spain, and of course in Wuhan, where it started. And then in South Africa, you've got HIV/AIDS virus. And also in Africa, you've got Ebola virus. And in all these countries, scientists examining the soil where our food grows has found that all these countries I've mentioned, they've all got low selenium in the soil from the day the planet was formed. And so the food in these countries is low in selenium. And one of these 25 pathways, besides helping sperms and eggs, they also help the immune system, because one of the pathways is called glutathione peroxidase selenium. And if you've got enough selenium from the food growing in your country to get into the food, to get into your body, to make glutathione peroxidase selenium, if you can make that long word name, then you can help to stop a virus becoming less virulent. It reduces the virulence. So people should be taking one tenpenny tablet a day of BioSeleno Precise, because then you can make all the 25 selenium pathways. There's one protecting the heart, selenium K protects your kidney, selenium P protects your liver, selenium M for muscle protects your muscle, selenium N for nerve protects your nerve. And there's 25 of them, and I've only told you five of them. So selenium is very important for fertility, for reducing the chance of viruses becoming virulent. Like I say, they're very virulent with lack of selenium. That's just one of the reasons, but it is an important reason why those countries, Italy, Spain, Great Britain, Wuhan in China, yeah, even in Wuhan, they have low selenium. And there's another part of China in the same waft of land called Kashan Province. And in China, they've known since 90 years ago, 1930, that in that part of China, Kashan Province, you can Google it, the story is there, that there were many babies being born with irreversible heart disease. And they found out in the end, the reason was that the mother's food growing in Kashan Province had very low selenium. And thioredoxin reductase selenium, what a mouthful these things, thioredoxin reductase selenium made from selenium. If you've got selenium in your food, getting into the woman who's eating the food to protect the baby's heart growing in the womb, if you can make thioredoxin reductase selenium, that protects your heart. But in Kashan Province in 1930, 90 years ago, that was the reason why the babies were being born with irreversible heart disease, because they had not enough selenium in the food. So the mother eating it wasn't passing enough selenium across the placenta to feed the baby in the womb, couldn't make the thioredoxin reductase selenium, and the baby's heart was damaged, and it was born with irreversible heart damage. Of course, in Kashan Province now, they've been giving people selenium, and they've also been adding it, and other European countries have started to add it, to the fertilizers, the fertilizer that they put on the land, so that the food, even though it wasn't in the soil, if they put it in the fertilizer, at least the food now growing in that soil, which didn't have enough selenium, will now have enough selenium because they put it in the fertilizer.
And so Dennis, these that's are... why we have to hold fire on that particular moment. I think with selenium, we've wrapped up perfectly, going from the royal family. I'm sure we'll get Dennis the chemist by royal appointment before too long. It'll happen. Thank you once again, Dennis.
So I'll just accept a knighthood. Rise, okay. Sir Dennis Gore.
Well, There you go. That will, may well happen as well. Dennis, it's been awesome from that point of view. Let's face it, Bent Henriksen's got an MBE, so, you know, or a B, etc. So we progress onwards from that point of view.
So look, and he's the head of Pharma Nord, the Dane who lives in Newcastle, but he's the head of Pharma Nord in Great Britain. And he did get for work for industry an OBE or an MBE from Her Majesty the Queen. It was an honorary one, because he's not English, but he got one from Her Majesty, and he makes these products.